Good morning and welcome to Friday Features. This Friday, I wanted to look at what is really concerning online businesses and online entrepreneurs, especially in an age when everything is changing so fast. Now, my background is in technology and training, and I'm also a freelance technical author, and I create courses for software as a service. So technology is always front of my mind, especially with the advances in technology. And I just want to go through some of the concerns of online entrepreneurs, because a lot of it relates to technology in one way or another. The first one is cybersecurity threats. And that's a huge worry, not just around people getting your data or ransomware or other cyber attacks that are targeting small and medium businesses. There's also the data and cybersecurity threats that social media platforms actually pose at the moment, depending on which platform you use. Now, I'm actually not talking about TikTok. I think Facebook is a bigger one than most people actually realize. And it's about looking at where you can opt out of the big social media platforms, the big tech platforms, so that you reduce your own data breach security concerns, and also looking at AI and how that impacts on your security, on your personal data, on your copyright for your business, and on how you can protect yourself as an independent solo business entrepreneur or a small business, and how you can protect your own copyright, your own intellectual property, and how you can do that by using platforms that are outside, by using things like NFTs to actually trademark and protect yourself longer term. The second one, of course, is economic uncertainty. Not knowing what's happening, you know, with inflation, with economic instability, fluctuating market conditions. But if you do a little bit of research and dig a little bit deeper, you will be able to predict for your business the likelihood of what's going to happen longer term, and understand how you can take actions now that can prepare you and protect you down the line. For instance, there's a concern about CBDC, central bank digital currency, and the withdrawal of cash from the market. And I completely understand those, and I completely acknowledge the threat of CBDCs to the freedom, not just of businesses, but of individuals around the world. And I am not a fan of CBDCs. However, I also see that there is a trend towards digital currencies, which are completely different from CBDCs. And, you know, that may be cryptocurrencies, or it's digitally held silver and gold, you know, backed up digital currencies. And we can all see these coming out of the BRICS nations at the moment. And it's a pattern that is going to happen moving forward. And I think online entrepreneurs, well, anyone really needs to take on board that digital currency is going to happen. How it happens depends on our knowledge, our choice, but we can't choose unless we've gained the fundamental knowledge around digital currencies and what the alternatives are and what the safe alternatives are and how we can prevent ourselves by being dragged into a CBDC linked to a social credit score. The other concern is adapting to social commerce, to recognizing that content is what's going to get your business noticed anywhere, whether it's long form content, whether it's blogs, whether it's podcasts, whether it's videos. That's the way that businesses are being marketed at the moment. And understanding how to create content, how to create copy that works, is key to making sales in the future. and understanding how you leverage platforms such as TikTok and Instagram or X, whichever works best for you, and where you find your audience is key as well. So there's a huge learning around all of that. And I know that a lot of people are already taking that on board and already embedding that within their business. But with the advent of AI, there's also another learning curve and another shift and another way to understand how to market your business in that space, how to create content, how to create copy that works for your audience specifically. And then there are sustainability practices. And this is an interesting one because there's two sides to this, in that you need to understand sustainability and also the kind of mockery around sustainability, the false narrative around sustainability from all sides. So really understanding what sustainability means to you in terms of how you can create a sustainable business, how you can really create communities that are sustainable longer term, that really focus on nature, that really focus on the freedom of humanity, of free speech, of openness, of building a legacy for your children. All of these things in terms of sustainable practices and environment, but not buying into the false narratives around climate change and the not so sustainable practices of electric vehicles. You know, when you see electric vehicles being powered by generators, you kind of have to put two and two together. The other thing is technological integration, which is what I really started with, this complete shift, not just with the adoption of AI, but even beyond that, the Web3, NFTs, the whole digital landscape is shifting and is accelerating, and most people are unaware that it's happening irrespective of whether they know about it or not. And there's going to be a time where they really need to quickly understand what's happening, and the time is now to begin to understand that, because you know there could be a flick of a switch and you'll find yourself in a world that you never expected to be in. So it's really, you know, taking on board that learning as well. There's a lot to learn right now. Change is happening at such an accelerated pace that there are, you know, it's genuine concerns around how fast this is happening. And the mainstream media are not really covering this stuff at the level and detail that most entrepreneurs could do with the help. That's one of the reasons I set up my business, and it's something that I'll be focusing on in the next few weeks. So I'm just bringing this to your awareness today. I hope this helps. Please do like, share, follow. It really helps my channel, and I could do with all the help I need on this. You know, video isn't my first choice, as you can probably tell, and going live has been my biggest challenge, and that's one of the reasons I'm stepping up and doing it as well. Try and help as many people over the coming year to navigate this very accelerating, changing landscape. You can also find a coaching program that I'm offering that begins in June. It's Just Results, and it's about helping you stay accountable as you navigate this new and changing world. Thanks for watching. Have an amazing weekend. And I look forward to seeing you on Monday for Monday Motivation. Thanks very much. Bye for now.